Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today, obviously, a momentous day in American politics because it's the first time that a former president has ever been convicted of a crime. Donald Trump found guilty by unanimous verdict on all of the charges that he was facing in respect to the falsification of business records in the case of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, paying off Stormy Daniels on his behalf. With us is Larry Donnelly, columnist and law lecturer at the University of Galway. 34 separate charges in total. Larry, can you walk us through precisely what he was convicted of?
He's convicted for falsifying business records in connection with payments that were made by his then lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, to the porn star Stormy Daniels in return for her silence with respect to her story that Trump and her had an affair. Now, while there's 34 counts, they all relate to the same basic act. That is that Trump falsified the records. He said that these were payments for legal services when, in fact, they were, hush money payments delivered by Michael Cohen to Stormy Daniels.
Your view was that it wasn't the strongest case in the world against him, but was very poorly defended.
Yes. Yeah. And, that remains my view today. At the outset of the trial, I said very strongly that I thought this was a weak, untested case in which it was a very complicated theory in which the jurors were being asked to effectively bootstrap a felony onto a misdemeanor. However, the prosecution, to its great credit, presented that case very, very effectively. In my view, it was defended quite poorly. I think, first of all, too much time and effort was spent trying to debunk Michael Cohen, when I think that efforts could have been directed elsewhere in the case. And look, I think Trump himself probably did himself absolutely no favors with the jury by continuing to attack the judge, the system, them indirectly, the lawyers, etc. I don't think that that would have worked to his favor.
Although presumably Donald Trump was attempting to ride two horses in the sense that he had to deal with the jury in the trial. But at the same time, his more pressing issue was get himself reelected as president.
That's true, Anton. And look, there are some people today who wake up to this news and are saying, look, this is just going to make Trump's base even more fired up. This is actually going to work to his benefit. Well, yes, his base will stay on side. We know they will be there no matter what. But Trump cannot win the election alone with his base. He needs to win more Americans than that. And the key political issue stemming from all of this is what will those Republicans, for instance, who probably will go for Trump because they think he's better than Biden, but they don't like Trump, what will they make of this? What will independents, floating voters, some of the new people he's drawn in his direction, including racial and ethnic minorities, what will they make of the fact that he is now undeniably a convicted felon? How will that sit? And that's why I and lots of other people will be waiting very keenly to see what opinion polls, in particular in the battleground states, show in the coming days and weeks.
Before we get to the political ramifications of the verdict, What about the legal ramifications? What now of sentencing and what of a potential appeal?
Well, we know sentencing will take place on the 11th of July. Both sides will make submissions. There will be a sentencing report. And look, the reality is this is the lowest category of felony that there is. This is a man in his late 70s. Yes, there is theoretically a possibility of jail time. I regard that as very unlikely in all of the circumstances. There is the lesser possibility of home detention, which could, in fact, quite deter Donald Trump from campaigning. The judge, who I think pretty clearly doesn't have much use for Donald Trump, was at pains throughout the trial to stress the fact that he didn't want to interfere with the president's First Amendment rights or his ability to campaign. So I'd still be surprised if a custodial sentence, either of home detention or imprisonment, were imposed. There'd be all sorts of logistical difficulties there. So in my view, it's more likely to be a fine, perhaps community service and some blend of other things. In terms of the appeal, I think Donald Trump has a load of potential issues to argue here on appeal. And during this trial, one of the things that distressed me was that a lot of people were taking their cue from legal analysts on cable news whose perspectives were invariably shaped by their ideological disposition. And what I looked at more carefully were New York lawyers who were talking about the actual statutes involved here. And where I think Trump's legal team probably made some mistakes and where I think he has fertile ground for appeal is this statute requires an intent to defraud. And who exactly was defrauded in this instance with the filing of the false business records? There really wasn't any convincing answer to that offered by the prosecution. What's more, the secondary crime, the felony that this was bootstrapped to, the judge's instructions arguably left that wide open, let the jury pick it or not specify what crime. I think those are very strong appellate issues, as are another issue that I don't think was completely ventilated, and I can't fathom why. The statute of limitations on the underlying misdemeanor was 2 years. This was clearly blown, and of course, and would have been blown before the COVID virus through which they bootstrapped the felony conviction. The question on appeal will be: can a felony conviction that is, I suppose, bootstrapped onto a misdemeanor conviction, where the misdemeanor statute of limitations is gone, can that stand? And lastly, Stormy Daniels' testimony went through lurid detail of all sorts of things. And the question there becomes, was her testimony more prejudicial than probative? And I think it clearly probably was. The issue on that one would be, and again, here's where I fault Trump's lawyers, why weren't they jumping up objecting at every instant when she went into that detail? And I think that was a big mistake on their part.
It was also a strategically interesting choice on their part to challenge whether or not the underlying event had ever happened, because that's in part what caused her to be a legitimate witness to take the stand, as I understand.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
That, yes, absolutely foolish. I think, and again, that the fault for that cannot lie with Donald Trump's legal team. Donald Trump's stance in this instance and forever in a day has been to deny, deny, deny. And I think that everyone in the world accepts that Donald Trump had an affair with Stormy Daniels. I think his denying that in his legal team's going on to perpetuate what I think everyone regarded as an outright lie, I think that dealt huge damage to his credibility. Of course, he didn't take the stand, but as the jury is weighing all this stuff up, and as the jury is being asked to, you know, to say, look, Michael Cohen can't be depended upon because his credibility is non-existent, I think an awful lot of the jurors would have said, well, Donald Trump has zero credibility because he's clearly lying when he says that there was no affair here.
Is leave to appeal automatic?
Absolutely. Yeah. The notice of appeal has to be filed. I think it's by the 13th of June. The time frame for that will be months, a good number of months. So this will extend on, well past the election date. And indeed, you know, for the time being, the question has been raised. Now that Trump has been, convicted by the jury, will that place any restrictions on his movement or anything like that? Very few restrictions. In fact, he'll be out in the campaign trail. Indeed, he's already seeking to raise money on the back of this. So he will continue on. He will fight on. The Republicans are with him. He is not going to be replaced. A lot of leading Republicans were at the trial. They can't walk away from him now. And Speaker Johnson and others have made it clear where they are. They say this is a miscarriage of justice, and onwards and upwards with the Trump campaign.
You talk about restrictions on him. There seems to be a slightly ironic potential restriction. It's my understanding that in the state of Florida, a convicted felon loses the right to vote, and that's where he's domiciled now.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. You know, and again, I can't give you a straightforward answer to that because an appeal is still pending. So, before final resolution of that appeal, would that prohibit him from voting? I'm not 100% sure of the answer to that question. But yes, it does present, an optically very bad image for the president. And this is one of the things that I think the Biden team is going to have to hammer home. There were some critics yesterday who said that, Biden did issue a statement yesterday. And there were some people who said he never should have done that. He should have stood back. I think that those people haven't been looking at the polls. The reality is Joe Biden is in trouble, probably deep trouble in the polls. He needs to punch and punch back hard. And one of the things he needs to do at every opportunity is to say to the American people, look, this guy is a convicted felon. Is this where the United States, is this where we want to go? Do we want to have a convicted felon running for president and elected president of the United States?
The only issue with that, though, Larry, is that at every turn where we have seen an instance where you would say, well, this is the ne plus ultra, he cannot survive this. So we had the original Stormy Daniels, we had the Access Hollywood tape, we then had the storming of the Capitol building, we then had the E. Jean Carroll case. Every single one of those has been the thing that moderate Republicans will find so unpalatable that they can't vote for him. Yet it has never turned out to be the case.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, he is Teflon Don. There's no doubt about it. He has a number of gifts that politicians of every stripe, no matter how much they disdain Donald Trump, would give anything for. Nonetheless, Joe Biden doesn't have any choice. He has to go after Donald Trump because of where he stands in the polls. And speaking of polls, there is polling data from earlier in the year, around the time of New Hampshire and Iowa, showing that a reasonably healthy percentage of Republicans, around 10%, would say that, look, we are not going to support Donald Trump in the event that he's a convicted felon. That could be enough to tip the balance. And more interestingly, there's national polling data from within the past couple of weeks that shows that a national polling lead right now for Donald Trump about 4 or 5 points ahead would reverse itself in favor of Joe Biden in the event that he were convicted in this New York case. So Biden has no choice but to go after it. And I'm loath to say this is the one that might stick. But I will say it. This could be the one that might stick.
We'll be returning to the political implications later in the show for further analysis from Terry Sheridan in the US. Before that, Larry, let's go back just to the legal situation in which he finds himself, because this is one of four legal actions that had been pending in respect to the former president. This was regarded as the one that was least threatening to him.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of on the merits, in terms of his fitness and suitability to be president of the United States, yes, this certainly was the weakest. But this is the one that, on the other hand, posed the most danger to his election bid, because the other three are off in the future. They're off in the distance. They won't happen until after the election. So it is kind of strange that the weakest of the four matters is the one that might, and again, the big word here is might, ensnare Donald Trump. I'm very hesitant to say that it will. I think he'll plug on. And again, I still think, no matter what, at this stage, it is still advantage Donald Trump.
If he does succeed in the next election, what capacity does he have to vacate any of the pending prosecutions and to vacate this criminal charge? Because this is a state rather than a federal matter, at least the New York conviction, isn't it?
Yeah, and he has. I mean, as is the Georgia prosecution. And again, the Georgia prosecution is all a mess right now for a variety of reasons, including ethical questions about the district attorney in Georgia. He has little control.
Sorry, remind me, Larry, the Georgia prosecution is election interference, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. He has little control over that. But in terms of the federal prosecutions involving the retention of documents in Mar-a-Lago, which is in Florida, and the January 6th related federal proceeding in Washington, D.C., he could, of course, pardon himself from those and effectively terminate those investigations. He has less control over what happens in New York and Georgia. But of course, New York, I think, is, again, relatively trifling, even despite the conviction, in terms of the potential sanction and its impact on his ability to serve as president. Georgia, a little bit more complicated. But again, that case is in limbo in some respects because of lots of ethical concerns about the behavior of the district attorney there.
Well, as I say, we'll be returning to the political implications of this extraordinary situation where a former president, now a convicted felon. Larry Donnelly, thank you very much. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with thejournal.ie. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400
10. The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.